joined by the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning.
Good morning. A tough loss for you guys, 33-7 home to Delaware on Saturday. Just give me your impressions on what happened in the game.
You know, it was one of the strangest games from my end that I've been part of. We played a fantastic 21 minutes. You know, we played really well in that period of time, and then you know, we've had basically five consecutive turnovers that completely swung the game away from us, and you know, Delaware did a good job digging balls out on a couple fumbles, and you know, so we just, you know, we could not maintain what we had accomplished in the first 20 minutes of the game, and you know, it was really sad. I thought we had a pretty good thing going, but ultimately at the end, you know, we just couldn't get it turned around.
Turnover margin obviously has been something that you guys have benefited from greatly all season long. Is there one thing that happened on the turnovers that led to them, or like you said, maybe just some great plays on Delaware's end?
Well, some of it, I mean, I think, you know, some of it was self-inflicted. I think the two interceptions were very disappointing in the sense that they were pretty obvious coverage where we should have went with the ball. And you know, I think, you know, with a young quarterback, sometimes they make those mistakes, and I thought they were really critical mistakes. You know, we have a chance to be up. We had a really good opportunity to take the lead to 24-7 and throw a poor pick with a bad read, and then obviously the interception for a touchdown was a very obvious coverage that Delaware was in, and we made a bad read. And you know, that's on us, and we've got to get it fixed, that we start understanding what we're seeing out there, but just was poor decisions. You know, the one fumble, you know, that happened, it was a big one. KJ Rogers was one of those pretty late pile things that the ball just came out. It happens. But ultimately, turnover margin, you know, we've been really good at it. We're going to continue to be good at it. It just kind of swung against us. Some of that bouncing your way didn't go our way this week.
We're here with Albany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Defensively, you really controlled Delaware in the first half, but they're able to get the run game a little bit going in the second half. Did they just sort of wear you down with that big front and all those backs?
Well, I mean, they're definitely a big team and big backs, and you know, our quarterback's bigger than our linebackers. But I think that what you see in the game is you see short fields. You know, we fumble and they have a short field before the half. You know, even if we have to punt there, you know, it's a first and 10 at the 50, but we fumble and they get a short field. We kick off, they get a return to, you know, a 35, 40-yard return, they get a short field. You know, our defense made them, and the one drive was 13 yards or 13 plays, 53 yards. We just, you know, it's hard to, when you're giving people short fields, to recover from that. And you know, we gave them two short fields, and we threw an interception to their corner for a touchdown. So it's a 21 point swing for us. And you know, I think our defense played hard and played tough. I just, you know, the short fields were a big issue, and Delaware took advantage of it. I mean, you got to give them credit for finishing drives.
Got an immediate question in queue. If you'll get that for us, possible.
Your first question is from the line of Mark Singler with Albany Times Union.
Greg, you know, we talk about Nevin being a young quarterback. I think he's had 12 starts now. I mean, at what point do we stop considering him as a young quarterback as far as his decision-making and all that?
Well, I think he's got to make better decisions. There's no question about it. I'm being young and making good decisions, certainly, you know, it doesn't stop you from making good decisions. He's got plenty of game experience, and you know, that's what's disappointing about the two picks is, you know, it's hard to understand how we made those two mistakes when he played so well earlier in that. So I don't think that being young gives him the right to make mistakes at all. I'm not sure I've ever said that, and you know, he understands that, and we've talked to him about, you know, you just can't do these things anymore, and he's got to grow through that. But you know, the truth is, he's a young quarterback. That doesn't mean he's allowed to make bad mistakes like that. They're critical errors. They're a big difference in missing a receiver or, you know, overthrows and bad choices are different than critical errors. Critical errors get you beat.
Greg, you did tell us after Saturday's game that you'll start Nevin on Saturday. Do you feel like you want to get a little more work in this game or the last two games to get a better idea of what you have with him going into next season, next spring?
We're going to make a decision on our quarterback based on our internal discussions and how they practice, and Nevin has been the starter. We'd love to get Will in the game, but it's difficult in the CAA to get windows to put people in the game and not cause – it's it's pretty hard to walk off the bench and step into a game and start running a passing offense. So, we're evaluating who we are every week, and we'll continue to do that.
But Nevin is the starter for Saturday?
He may be. He may not be. I don't know at this point, to be honest with you. That's something we're looking at.
It wouldn't be DJ. It would be either Nevin or Will.
Mark, I'm not going to get into who it's going to be right now. I'm pretty clearly trying to say to you that when we're not sure who it's going to be, we're going to evaluate it this week.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Saturday, as part of the festivities, you guys did the Military Appreciation Day along with the special helmets, the name of veterans on the back of your guys' jersey. Talk about how that idea came about and what it means to you and your program.
First of all, it means a lot to us as a coaching staff because, one of the things when we decided to do this, I approached Mark Benson about it 2 years ago, and I thought it would be a really cool thing. I don't think anybody nationally does it. It's just we want to recognize our military. We're a very strong military group here. We all have relatives that fought in our military, and so it's just amazing to go out and be able to represent family members and local community heroes and people from our vet hospital. So it's really a kind of a unique thing. And, I wear my uncle Bill Monte was a sergeant in World War II, fought in the Pacific. I wore his name on my back. E.B. Token Hanks wore my father-in-law, his name on his back. He was 82nd Airborne in World War II. So we're in something. Our coaches, wore their fathers' names on the back of their sweatshirts. So it's a really unique day. It was a great day, other than we couldn't finish it as a football team, but that doesn't take away from what an incredible atmosphere, having those veterans, having the wounded warriors there. It was really a great football day to honor our vets.
Before I let you go, you guys obviously have another tough challenge this week with New Hampshire. As you've started to look at New Hampshire, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Are they good? Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
I know they're good. Every week is a challenge, and the line between winning and losing is blurry sometimes, and we've got to recover, we've got to practice great, and we've got to go into a very hostile environment and play against them. The thing that you see in our league is there's teams that are extremely confident in who they are, and they're able to play at a level that. It puts them in the playoffs for 12 straight years. That's who New Hampshire is. They're well coached. Sean does a great job. They're gritty. I think they resemble their head coach and their coaching staff and how they play. And they're used to winning. So, we're trying to learn to be that. You see it in Richmond. You see it in JMU. You see it in a lot of teams in our conference in Villanova. And I think that we're learning every week. So it's going to be a big challenge, but we're excited about it. They're ranked. It's a chance for us to go in and try to win a game against a top-ranked opponent and on their field, their new stadium. So it'll be a challenge, but we're excited about it.
All right, Greg. Thanks for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you.